Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and our focus is to help those of you who have a transformational message to get it out there in a big way. And today, specifically, I want to help you with focus. I'm going to help you to learn a new model that maybe you didn't know about. And we're really going to dial this in. So the topic today is how to build your online business with the hourglass funnel. Now, this is actually a model that I created. And if you have a copy of the book, or if you don't, this is a book, The 15 Success Traits of Pro Bloggers, that I published last year. And it basically walks you through how do you go from a passionate idea to a profitable online business. And in chapter 9, I actually talk about the 4 keystone habits. And in that, I talk about the hourglass funnel, which we're going to share with you and talk about with you today. Now, if you want to actually see this graphic and you want to download it, print it off, and have it nearby so that you know what you need to focus on when in your business, then I want to encourage you to grab this PDF. I've got it. It's a 1-page PDF. It's called the Online Business Hourglass Funnel. All you need to do is text the word hourglass to 44222. Again, it's the word hourglass. That's one word, to 44222. All right, so let's jump in. Let's talk about this hourglass funnel. So there are 4 parts to the hourglass funnel, and I call these the 4 keystone habits. If you are a content creator, if you have a transformational message, doesn't matter what niche, doesn't matter what audience, doesn't matter if you're primarily a speaker, a writer, a coach, or just a blogger, does not matter. If you have a transformational message, you improve other lives with content that you create and programs that you create, then this is a model you're going to love. And there's really only 4 things you need to do well. That's right. With all the things that we have that distract us, there's only 4 keystone habits. And those 4 keystone habits are the following: the create habit, the capture habit, the compile habit, and the connect habit. So before I share with you the hourglass funnel and the different parts of it, let me describe each of these, okay? So the create habit, that is where you are creating text, audio, or video that you want to share with the masses. This is free content. That's what I'm doing right now. You know, as you're listening to this, or maybe you're watching this, I am creating content that I want to distribute out there for free. And I want to add value to people's lives. I want them to benefit from the content that I create. That's how you begin to attract an audience. And the create habit would be, you know, text would be writing blog posts. Audio would be creating podcasts. An example of video would be creating videos for YouTube. Now, the cool thing right now is I'm on Blab, and I'm able to do all of that at once, which is really cool. I'm able to be here with a live audience on Blab. And later, this is going to become a blog post. It's going to become a podcast on iTunes. And it's going to become a video on my YouTube channel. So create habit. That is the first keystone habit if you're a content creator, a transformational message expert. Number 2 is the capture habit. You need to be able to build that email list, right? As we get people to come into our message, we want to be able to capture some of that traffic and build an email list, build a relationship with them. You need to have an email list. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. The third keystone habit is the compile habit. That's where you compile your knowledge, perspective, experience into products and services that you sell. That can be online courses, membership sites, events, keynote talks, writing and publishing books, Kindle books, audiobooks. All of those things can become income streams for you. And then the fourth habit is the connect habit. The connect habit is where you're connecting with other passionate influencers that are out there, and they're sharing your message with their audience. You can also say the connect habit could be getting the word out there on social media and connecting with people out there, getting on podcast interviews, being a part of virtual summits, all those different things. So those four habits I just described, they represent 90 to 95% of my week. So if you sat down with me for an entire week and you just sat there and we're kind of like, okay, what are you working on now? And you just observed my work over my shoulder, 95% of my week would be in one of those four things. That's all you need to build a successful business. The other 5 to 10% is actually probably spending more time working on the business as well. Okay. Now let's talk about this hourglass funnel. So I want you to picture an hourglass, one of those old fashioned hourglasses. It's, you know, larger at the top, it gets skinny at the middle, and then bigger again at the bottom. I want you to think about and picture an hourglass that has the top open. So as we pour the grains of sand into the top of this hourglass, that represents traffic. That represents the people who are coming in contact with you. And so as they are poured into the top, it kind of squeezes down and then falls down into the bottom. So let's talk about each part of these and how you can use these to build your own business. So first, I want to start at the very middle of the funnel. That's the capture habit. At the very middle is the most important part of everything that you do as a content creator, right? Because you need to be building an email list where you can communicate to people on a regular basis. You see, once people are on my email list, I can drive them back to webinars that I'm going to be hosting. Some of you that are here live on Blab, you're here because I sent an email out. And now I'm adding value to you because you're here live learning with me. Once you capture traffic, you can begin to direct traffic. It's traffic you own. You don't have to wait or hope that Google will be kind to you. You don't have to, you know, necessarily wait and hope that somebody else will talk about you. It's traffic that you own. The capture habit, or the very center, it's in the very center because it's the most important. Now, here's some examples of my favorite things that you can do with the capture habit. Blog optimization. So you can create ways for people to get on your list. I love using a plugin called SumoMe. SumoMe is free. There is a paid version, but it'll instantly allow you to have multiple ways to collect email addresses when people fall on your blog or on your website. Content upgrades are great. You know, I just offered a content upgrade at the beginning of the show. So I said, hey, if you want to grab this one-page PDF that I've created that explains the entire hourglass funnel, then text the word hourglass to 44222. That is a content upgrade. You could also make that content upgrade available on a blog post. All right. Facebook ads. You can use Facebook ads to capture traffic, right? You can use joint venture webinars where maybe you have a product or you have a service, and you can go do some teaching with someone else's audience, but you host the webinar, you gain the email addresses. So there's lots of different ways, but that is the very center, the heart of your business. Okay. Now let's move back up to the top of that funnel. At the top of the funnel, we've got the create habit. So you need to be producing on a regular basis some free content for people to consume. And there's a lot of people who they miss out on this. They wonder why they don't have traffic. They wonder why people aren't showing up to their blog. The reason is your website is more like a brochure than it is a traffic attracting magnet, right? When you're producing content, it's a traffic attracting magnet, not just a brochure, you know, that people can go and look at. It's more dynamic. And so you want to be creating content on a regular basis. Even if you just say, oh, I'm a podcaster, you still, if you're going to be successful, you've got to direct people from listening on their phones or from iTunes to your website, your blog, somewhere where you are online. And so my favorite things to do in the create part of this funnel is blog posts, podcasts, videos, and webinars. That's what is my favorite to go into the create section. All right. So now we're creating content that people can consume. It helps to get them on our email list, right? Because they are enjoying our message. They're benefiting from it. And we have something to offer them to get on the email list. And then as this traffic trickles down at the bottom, this is what we would call the back end of the business. Now, once you got them an email list, remember it's traffic you own, you can begin to direct these people to things that you have for sale that can benefit them. And so that could be books that you write. It could be online courses that you create. It could be membership sites that maybe you want to begin to have recurring revenue in your business. It could be keynote talks, a live event that you want to host. Affiliate programs you want to let them know about that other people have created things that will benefit them. You can now direct the people on your email list to know about those things, right? So that's how the traffic trickles down. They come into an awareness of our brand through the free content that we create. The videos, the podcasts, the blog posts, and the webinars, and they come in that way, they get on our list, and now we can let them know about the different resources that we have. That doesn't mean that just because people get on your email list, the only thing you should be doing is to buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. No, we still direct them back to our free content. We still want to be depositing in a relational way with them and building into their life. Okay, now there's one more step. And that's at the very, 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 very top. It's the connect habit. So you say, Jonathan, I'm writing blog posts. I've got a way to capture email addresses. And I've even created a course. But I'm not successful. I can't figure out how to turn this thing into a full-time deal. Well, you may be missing out on this fourth component. See, all four of these are important. All four of these, I want you to picture them as pillars that hold up your online business house, your online business mansion. And if one of these are missing, the whole thing crumbles down. And you may be missing, and this was the missing piece for me early on, until I realized that I really need to work hard in this area. And that is the connect habit. It's the very, very top. Remember, I said this hourglass funnel is open at the top. And it's open at the top because we want to connect with where our audience is already hanging out online. We want to connect with them there so that they can come and pour down into our funnel. Okay, Jonathan, what's some of your favorite ways to do that? Okay. Guest posting is one way. Now, it's become less and less popular these days, but I had a friend who not too long ago did one single guest post and gain 250 subscribers from a single guest post. Podcast interviews. Now, I've done lots of podcast interviews I've had people reach out to me and say, I first heard you on such and such podcast. Virtual summits. You know, as an expert, you could be a part of someone else's virtual summit. They're attracting the traffic. You do an interview. They find out about you. I've had people find out about me because I was, interviewed for a virtual summit that somebody else was hosting. Another way that you can connect people, again, I've already mentioned email broadcast, because again, it can direct people back into your funnel, back into your message, social media, search traffic. You could also put JV webinars up there as well. And so that is a quick run through of how the Hourglass funnel works. Hopefully you can see how powerful this is. And for some of you right now who feel like you're scattered, you're doing a million different things, this should help you focus in on it. Now, I know I gave you several examples under each of those four. That does not mean that you have to do everything that's listed there. I know somebody who they created just an online course. Then they went out and started doing joint venture webinars, meaning they did webinar trainings with other people's audience to build their list and to earn money and get people in their, into their funnel. So you don't have to think that I got to do all of these right now, but pick and make sure that you are doing at least one thing in each of these four areas. So that's your takeaway from today's show, is this hourglass funnel and these four keystone habits. What am I doing each week? Now, I'm going to be sharing this in a future show, but I actually have a one-page sheet, a productivity sheet that I use that helps me to focus. I have one for the beginning of the week and one that's daily, and it helps me to focus in these four key areas. So the beginning of the week, I start thinking, what can I do in my business for the create habit? What should I be working on in my business for the capture habit, to capture more leads? What should I be doing in my business this week in the compile habit? There should be something I'm working on that is going to generate some revenue for me in my business. And what am I doing this week in the connect habit? Do I need to reach out to somebody new and connect with them? Should I look for a podcast to be on? Should I write a guest post? Should I do something on social media or figure out something strategic to do on social media to let people know more about what I'm doing on my blog? And so that's my simple assignment for you, is maybe start at the beginning of the week and just write those four words on a note card or a piece of paper: create, capture, compile, and connect. And what's one thing I can do this week in each of these four buckets to move my platform forward? Well, that's it for today's Blogging Your Passion show. So glad you guys are here. I'm going to be hanging out for a few minutes with those that are here live on Blab to answer your questions, to have an after show party. But again, if you're listening on the podcast or you're watching on YouTube, so glad you've joined us. You can go back and catch some of the other episodes if you'd like. Again, if you want to get a copy of this hourglass funnel with all the different elements that I described in today's show, you can get that by texting the word hourglass to 44222. Again, thanks for being here on the show.